Good day. This is Dr. Joe. I know it's been a minute since I last sent a video, but I had some really reflective moments over the last couple of weeks, and I wanted to be sure that when I came back, I had the right thing that I wanted to bring to you guys today. So, in my reflective moments, there have been a lot of people who have been seeking prayer for varying reasons. Some because their children are sick, or maybe their child has passed, financial situations, or even just, you know, trying to gain direction. And one of the things that I learned from my godfather, my former pastor, was how to pray. And I know many people say, well, I already know how to pray. And well, sometimes we do, but we don't. One of the things that God loves to hear, he loves to hear his word spoken back to him. So what does that mean? That means that whatever the word is, whatever Bible that you have read, he likes to hear that given back to him. So, for example, if we're praying, you know, tell God how great he is. Or let him know, God, you know what? You promised, you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. Now, when you're praying, you don't have to give scripture and verse of what it was that, you know, where you found it. You don't have to remember Romans 8:28. You don't have to remember John 3:16 verbatim. But tell him in part what he said in his word to you. So one of the things I want to help us in terms of corporate prayer. Corporate prayer is when you are with a group of people, whether it's in front of a church, whether it's your small group, or maybe it's with a group of friends, whatever it is. How do you pray corporately? And so one of the ways that I learned how to pray corporately is called the ACTS, A-C-T-S. It's very simple. It's nothing gigantic. It's nothing complicated. There's no magic formula except for A-C-T-S. And so we're going to start with ACTS, with the A, rather. We're going to start with the A. And the A is adoration. So what is adoration? Adoration is telling God who he is. Telling God all of the accolades that you could possibly think of. All of the descriptors that you could give to God about God. What has he done in your life? What does he mean in your life? And so, for example, you begin, you know, God our Father, we thank you for this day. And we acknowledge that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. All those things are, they're descriptives. We acknowledge that you are a provider. That's in Genesis. We acknowledge that you are our healer. That's also in Genesis, but you can see the evidence that's in the New Testament. We acknowledge that you are our everything. You are the bright and morning star. You are our provider. You are our healer. I know I said those two twice, and because that's what he is to me. To me, he is my provider. He is my healer. There's, you know, things that I'm going through right now, and you know, I need to remind myself of who God is to me. And so my take for you on this week is to take a piece of paper and list all the things that you could possibly think of that God is to you. How he reveals himself to you. Has he been your protector? Has he been your shelter in the middle of a storm? When all things are raging against you, how does he make you feel? Does he give you comfort? Does he show himself to be a stabling force in your life? But when you begin your prayer, begin your prayer with acknowledging God, and then telling God who he is in your life. That's your takeaway for today. I love you much. God bless you. Have a marvelous week.